When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to Ohio Mysteries. Hope you all enjoyed the three-part series on the Great Locomotive Chase. It has been one of the most downloaded and listened to series here at Ohio Mysteries. If you've not listened to it, definitely go back and check it out. You'll see why everyone is tuning in. Because of the long series we just released and the amount of research that went into it, we're going to give you a little bit of a shorter one tonight. However, it is still very important one. We are also getting prepared to meet with detectives on some fantastic episodes that are coming out in conjunction with the Ohio.com and Akron Beacon Journal. More information on that later. Now, let's thank those who have contributed to the Firewood Fund this week. A big shout out to Amanda Schmiegel, Tanner Johnson, Yvonne Allen, and Kelly Foster. Now, if I mispronounced any of those names, I apologize. But we thank you for your support. If you would like to contribute to the Fire Pit, head on over to patreon.com/OhioMysteries. Now, let's throw another log on the fire, campers. Let's dig up a new mystery. I'm your co-host, Steve Yoder, and with us as always is our award-winning journalist who spent 30-plus years telling stories just like this one with the Akron Beacon Journal, Paula Schleiss.
Hi, everybody. I love porches. There aren't many where I live, but growing up, the porch was part of the social fabric of life. You'd sit out there with your lemonade or iced tea and wave to your neighbors. They'd wave back, maybe come over and visit and exchange some gossip. Maybe porches were more important back in the day because central air conditioning wasn't a thing, and it was nice to be outside. But still, it seemed like a big part of the neighborhood culture. Maybe that's what came to me when I was looking for a cold case to write about this weekend and came across the case of a woman shot to death on her front porch in Akron. I started researching it and came across another story that I thought was her, but it turned out to be an entirely different Akron woman, shot to death by a killer standing on her front porch. So for the heck of it, I did a general search about people killed on porches in Akron. And son of a gun, I found a story about another woman found dead on a back porch. Now, I have no reason to think these cases are connected at all. I'm sure they're not. But they certainly have something in common. And not just deadly porches. In all three cases, the media dropped their stories after the initial report. There was very little written about any of them. But that's not going to stop us from sharing what we know, because it's time somebody remembered Diane Mitchell McMillian, Gwendolyn Hoyston, and Duetta Nurse, and the fact that their killers have never been caught. April the 26th, 2009. It's anyone's guess what Diane Mitchell McMillian thought when she heard the knock on the front door of her home in the 100 block of East Jesse Avenue. That's in Akron's Cascade Valley neighborhood. For starters, the front door had a sign instructing visitors to use the back door. This visitor ignored that request. But more disconcerting, the knock came at 2:30 in the morning. Diane, a 55-year-old grandmother, may have peeked outside and didn't like what she saw because she woke her 7-year-old grandson, whom she was babysitting, and told him to hide in the attic. Her instinct was right. Soon after the boy took refuge upstairs, bullets tore through the wall of her home. One found her chest, killing her. Akron police told reporters the man wore a dark jacket with a pointed hood. Now, since Diane was deceased, it's not clear who gave police that description. And early in their investigation, police said they could find no motive for her murder. Diane's obituary shared a little more with us about her life. She was born in 1953 to Frank and Velma Mitchell, and she was a widow, her husband, Raymond McMillian, having already passed. She worked at the Briarwood Nursing Facility in Stowe, and she was also a mother to 2 daughters and 2 sons who had given her 7 grandchildren.
Hey there!
I'm Hannah.
And I'm Audrey.
We are a sister filmmaking duo
and co-hosts of Sleepover Cinema,
our show where we analyze the films that created the collective unconscious of the girls, gays, and theys of the late 90s and early 2000s.
Princess Diaries, The Cheetah Girls, Aquamarine, Cinderella, the one starring Brandy.
We haven't stopped thinking about these movies since we first saw them, and we want you to rewatch them
and review them with us.
Are these movies as bad as critics would have us believe?
Do we even care if they are?
We are always unpacking that very question on Sleepover Cinema.
Check out Sleepover Cinema wherever you get your podcasts or at evergreenpodcasts.com.
See you soon.
The following year, another Akron woman met her killer when he stood on her front porch and knocked on her door. Gwendolyn Hoyston was living in the 1500 block of White Avenue, that's in Akron's Worcester Hawkins neighborhood, on August the 4th, 2010, when her killer came calling at 10:45 p.m. Police say she stepped onto the porch and was shot at point-blank range. Police responded quickly to calls about the disturbance, but they found her unresponsive. She was taken to Akron General and pronounced dead at 11:10 p.m. Gwendolyn was 48 years old, affectionately called Peanut by friends and family. She was the youngest of 7 siblings born to Betty and Willie Hoyston, a Korean War vet. Gwendolyn was active in her church, the House of Prayer for All People, and she served as head cook, serving the needy as an outreach of Zion Women Ministries. She had 2 daughters and was grandma to a little girl. A year after her murder, Gwendolyn's family took out a classified ad remembering her. "Missing you," it said, below a picture of Gwendolyn smiling brightly. "You will forever be in our heart." So, Diane Mitchell McMillian, our first victim, is case number 135 in the Ohio Attorney General's Database of Unsolved Homicides. Gwendolyn Hoyston is case number 170. Case number 3173 is Duetta Elizabeth Nurse. On Friday, July the 17th, 2015, Duetta went to visit a male friend who lived in the 1800 block of 17th Street Southwest in Akron's Kenmore neighborhood. It was probably a good 5 miles from where she was living on West Market Street. She was standing on his back porch when she was shot dead. Her friend found her there at 11:45 p.m. Now, at first he said he didn't know it was her. When he saw a body collapsed on his back porch, he locked his door and called 911. The call went to Barberton Dispatch and was dropped during the transfer to Akron Police. Dispatchers tried calling the man back, but he didn't answer. Then, several minutes later, he called again, explaining there was a body out there, he didn't know who it was, and he didn't feel safe enough venturing out to see. Police arrived, and they found his friend, Duetta. She had been shot once in the stomach before falling into a charcoal grill. The man told police he didn't hear a gunshot, but apparently someone else in the neighborhood did because somebody had already called to report hearing it. Duetta was 40 years old. Most folks just called her Du, though she was officially Duetta Elizabeth Nurse II. I don't believe I've heard of another woman with a number suffix, but she had one. She was named for her grandma. Du was born to Stephanie Nurse, who died just 3 months after her daughter, and Charles Nellums. Du had a rough start to life. I found a news clipping from 1980 when she was just 5 years old. It was a public notice telling her parents to be in court to answer a complaint that Duetta was neglected. At the age of 19, Duetta faced charges of driving the getaway car in an aggravated robbery case. And a few years after that, she was arrested for fleeing police after they attempted to stop her car. But people are more than their worst days, and clearly some who knew her thought a great deal of her. Here's what her obituary said. Du was a true legend. Her legacy will live on forever. If you needed her, she was there for those she loved. She met friends all over this world. She made her mark, and it can't be erased. One thing about Duetta, she knew God for herself. She had her own personal relationship with him, and he was the only one she feared. So when God called her, she was ready, and now she is resting in peace. The year Duetta died, 2015, was a particularly violent one for the city of Akron. Police said it was the second deadliest year for homicides in a decade, with 28 murder victims. At the time, Police Lieutenant Dave Whidden told a reporter that some cases are really hard to solve, and he might as well have been talking about Duetta, Diane, and Gwendolyn. He said, "You know, shots are fired. And when you get there, someone is down with gunshot wounds and nobody's around. You have shell casings and nothing else." Maybe nothing else in a physical sense, but I bet there are people out there who know exactly what happened in all three of these cases. If you have information, please call Akron Detectives at 330-375-2490.
That's it for tonight, listeners. For photos, news clippings, and more on this and every single one of our episodes, head on over to OhioMysteries.com, and we will see you back here next week for a brand new episode of Ohio Mysteries.
Coming up on 5 Minute News. I'm Anthony Davis. You might think it's partisan because maybe it's critical of one side or the other, but it's not. It's just the truth. And I think that's also something that's kind of unusual for Americans listening to the radio or to podcasts, because the news landscape in the States has been so partisan for so many decades. So 5 Minute News is verified, truthful, independent, unbiased, and essential world news daily.